Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to the podcast where I try to help you understand a little better the use of the English language by helping you and explaining expressions, idioms, grammar and other aspects that I think would be helpful for you to improve your business and your spoken conversational English. So what do I have for you now? Well, in this particular podcast, we're going to split it into two parts. So the next two podcasts, we're going to look at idioms connected with color, okay? So different colors, so English idioms dealing with color. So I'll give you the idiom and then I'll give you an example. Okay, so first, black market. So when we get something on the black market, so use the preposition on the black market, it's usually something we get a little bit illegal and probably cheaper, although maybe not cheaper, than we would get it in the shop. Or in fact, when we buy it, we might not be able to get it in the shop at all, and therefore we have to pay a lot of money because it's illegal. And when we go to somebody who sells it on the black market, we have to be careful who we tell and how we buy it. So, you know, if somebody goes out and they buy the latest copy of some movie that was produced and it hasn't been released yet, and somebody says to you, well, where did you get that? And I said, oh, I got it on the black market. Some guy burned a copy of me. He said, but that's illegal. Ah, it's okay. I paid a good price. Nobody will know. And the movie's really good. So to get something on the black market. A blackleg. Blackleg is usually somebody who nobody likes because they are perhaps breaking the rules of a strike. So if there's a strike on in the local factory and everybody's out on strike and they are picketing the factory, so they hope that no workers will cross the picket line. But if somebody crosses the picket line and goes into work because he's been offered an incentive by the bosses, they call him a blackleg, okay? Somebody who's going against his fellow workers and somebody who people won't like. And then when the strike is over, he will be shunned, or for a period of time, the workers won't have a beer with him, or they won't sit down with him because they will call him a blackleg, somebody that has sided with the bosses and has gone against his colleagues and has decided to work when really it shouldn't be that way, that during a strike everybody should stick together. The workers should be on one side and management on the other. Blackleg. Okay, next, to get the green light. Well, when we're talking about green light, we're usually referring to traffic lights, and in most traffic lights we have the sequence of red, orange, yellow, or orange or yellow, and green. Okay, so green is for go. So when you get the green light for a project, it means green for go, that everybody has agreed to go with it and you can start the project. You're going to get the funding or the money or the support or whatever resources you need. So, wow, I submitted that project last week and it took them a few days to think about it, but my boss came back to me and I got the green light to start. I'm really excited. Okay, green light, green for go. Next, to be green with envy. Well, when we are green with envy, of course, we are envious of what somebody else has. And usually they have something, we would like it. To be green with envy with the neighbor's new car, or green with envy about the new set of golf clubs that your friend has, or to be green with envy because he or she got tickets to the football or the rugby match and you'd really like to go to that. And therefore you're a little bit green with envy. So anytime somebody is envious, we refer to the word green, yes? So it's all to do with that desire to have something that somebody else has that you wish you would have. Children are always green with envy. They have a toy, but somebody has something a little bigger. They have a bike. Somebody has something a little better. They have a dog. They want something a little different. So green with envy. A green belt. Well, a green belt's nothing to do with karate, although there is such a thing as a green belt. But green belt is usually to do with space in or around a city where there is no development allowed. Yeah, so like a park or parklands or areas of grassland where people can play, or they want to create a division between one area of a city and another, they introduce or provide for a green belt. So a belt of a strip of land or forest or parks that will not be built on. Okay, and that's usually written into the statute or written into law that this is a green belt zone or a green belt area on which no building can take place. And it's to provide people with recreational space, to provide trees, to give people something interesting to look out of when they are sitting in their apartment or their home. A green belt. Next, grey matter. Grey matter usually refers to our brains, yeah? See? So when we're talking about somebody and we're asking, well, why don't you apply your grey matter to the problem? Meaning, why don't you think about it? Why don't you sit down or spend a few hours or even a night thinking about it using your grey matter? Meaning, use your brain, apply the best of the people's brains to it and hope that you come up with a solution to the problem. Okay, so it's to put our intellect or our brains together and try and find a solution. Literally, grey matter is literally the tissue that makes up your brain or the spinal cord. But when we say, oh, well, why don't you use your grey matter? It's a sort of slang way to suggest that we need somebody to think, somebody intellectual to come up with solutions. Okay, and next, in when something is in black and white, it's pretty stark or pretty obvious what it is. Yeah, so black and white usually refers to print. So newspapers were often black and white, so very dark ink against a white paper background. So when things are in black and white, it's pretty obvious what they are. You don't need them explained to you. You can see it quite clearly. Yeah, so in a business meeting, somebody questions the memo and said, well, what's all this about? He said, well, I think it's black and white, really. It's quite easy to understand. It shouldn't present any problems to anybody. Of course, in most situations of black and white, there's always a little bit of grey in between, where an area where not everybody will understand. But if we do keep things simple, like our English, then it can just be a simple question of black and white, and it's very clear and obvious what it is. In the red. When we're in the red, it's a reference to our bank accounts. So usually when we're in the red means we have overdrawn a bank account, we have no money, and we owe, in fact, money to the bank. And, oh God, I'm in the red again. Last few days of the month, always happens to me. I never have enough money. I keep trying to keep some money, not to spend it all, but there's always something comes up. A visit to the dentist, a problem with the car, and guess what? There I am in the red again. So in the red is that little red colour you see in your bank statement, which tells you, sorry, no more money, and you have to wait that few days until you get paid. Okay, and finally, for this particular podcast, when we are off colour, no particular colour mentioned here, we're just off colour. So when we are off colour, usually means we're feeling a little unwell. What's wrong with you today? You look a little off colour, meaning you're not quite yourself, or you might be a little white in the face or a little grey, indicating that you might be a little bit sick, a headache or a stomach upset, something like that. Yeah. So when somebody is off colour, they're not quite themselves, not quite firing on all cylinders, or not quite 100%. Okay, so there are idioms in part one dealing with colours: black market, black leg, get the green light, green with envy, a green belt, grey matter, in black and white, in the red, and finally off colour. Okay, as always, thanks for listening. And if you want to contact me, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Love to get a message from you. Always good to hear from you so that I know there's someone out there listening. And if you want me to include anything, of course, let me know. I'm only too glad to do so. So as always, thanks for listening and join me again soon.